Is United States Air Force, USAF, pilot First Lieutenant Gaylord True, MIA, a casualty classification? He is somewhere out there among the boreal black spruce bogs of northern Ontario. Accidents are a series of mistakes. Something went tragically wrong on December 17, 1959 during the height of the Cold War. A fighter jet collided with a long-range bomber north of Hearst during a training mission. The Pine Tree line of radar stations stretching across Canada, many northern Ontario locations, including nearby Pagua, was fully operational, as was the BOMARC guided missile base in North Bay. During this training mission, the interceptors would have been in pursuit of enemy aircraft capable of carrying nuclear weapons. The Convair F-102 Delta Dagger was an American interceptor aircraft built as part of the backbone of the USAF. Its main purpose was to intercept invading Soviet strategic bomber fleets during the Cold War. The F-102 was the USAF's first operational supersonic interceptor and delta-wing fighter. It used an internal weapons bay to carry both guided missiles and rockets. The Boeing B-47 Stratojet was a long-range, six-engine, turbojet-powered strategic bomber designed to fly at high subsonic speed and at high altitude to avoid enemy interceptor aircraft. The primary mission of the B-47 was as a nuclear bomber capable of striking targets within what was then the Soviet Union. It had what was termed a swept wing. With its engines carried in nacelles underneath the wing, the B-47 represented a major innovation in post-World War II combat jet design, and contributed to the development of modern jet airliners. The collision occurred at 28,000 feet, or more than 5 miles, 10 kilometers, above the ground. It was a high altitude to deploy parachutes as the two aircraft plummeted to the floor of the boreal forest. The two bomber pilots ejected and were found the next day. Two navigators from the bomber died and the fighter jet pilot was never found. The six-day search was called off just before Christmas. We know from a memorial notice the family did their own ground search the following year for USAF pilot First Lieutenant Gaylord True. Downriver 50 kilometers, when you get there, tangled parts of aircraft strewn throughout the area of impact which caused its own unnatural depression. The 116-foot, 35-meters, wings of the B-47 remain intact with USAF insignias. This writing is an avocation, but after being at the crash site, there was an inexplicable connection to the fighter pilot. Fast forward. It took a long time and dogged determined effort to find next of kin. It started with a memorial obituary for the pilot. At the time, surviving Lieutenant True are his parents, his wife, the former Marjorie Sutcliffe of Clear Lake, a son Dennis, too. And then a Clear Lake, Iowa memorial for his wife in January 12, 2015. When in high school she met the love of her life, Gaylord Beryl True. She is survived by her two sons Denny M. Kathleen, True. She will be laid to rest next to her parents, sisters and her beloved Gaylord. The initial M and the wife's name became the focus for ancestry search engines. Dead-end phone calls pile up. What about LinkedIn? Up came a profile. The head and shoulder shot of the son is unmistakably the same as the father sitting in his fighter jet. You sit back in your chair, more sleuthing. Denny was listed within the prestigious Cambridge Who's Who Professional of the Year in Medical Instrumentation and Technology. He is the holder of more than 50 U.S. patents. Another list of cold calls, with an explanatory context, finished with, "Are you related to USAF pilot First Lieutenant Gaylord True?" Finally, after a dozen calls, "He is my dad." A poignant pause when something important is discovered. More questions and information follow. Jay Strayer, retired Colonel USAF, was at the time a Kincheloe, Mich. AFB neighbor of Gay, and a part of the rescue mission as a helicopter pilot. Of the mishap, he said, USAF expects its pilots to maintain clearance of other aircraft, even if under radar control. Unless the investigative team finds a mechanical cause, the accident is invariably the fault of the pilot. In this case, the B-47s were flying closer than authorized and the Pagua radar controller who broke off the intercept unknowingly turned Gaylord and his wingman, our fighter group commander no less, directly into the blinding sun which impaired their ability to see well enough to avoid the collision. Our air and the ground search, there was snow but fortunately less than knee-deep, turned up some surprising evidence of the event, said Colonel Strayer. I had seen Gay don his orange flight suit a time or two, and one thing he always did was tie his orange-handled jackknife, with its special blade for cutting tangled parachute shroud lines, around his waist using parachute cord under his flight suit. Someone found the knife and cord in one place and a piece of orange flight suit in another. Amazing considering the collision occurred at such an altitude. Denny has that knife. He wants to journey north with his stepbrother to see the site. Closure remains. Another story will follow. Although Gaylord True was on a training mission, he could be Mia or missing in action, in which aircrew members were lost and remain unaccounted for. The U.S. Defense Agency allows for a search of both unaccounted for and accounted for individuals. Today, 126 service members remain unaccounted for from the Cold War. True is not listed. The accident report is classified. Bethany Aitchison, Curator, Canadian Forces Museum of Aerospace Defense, 22 Wing, Canadian Forces Base North Bay, with great interest, processed the request and connected stateside to a Defense Safety Center contact and was able to secure the accident report. Because my colleague went through an internal request process, Lieutenant True is listed as having fatal injuries, so he is not considered missing. Despite the fact that he was never recovered, missing is a different category. Like many aircraft accidents, the situation that led to the collision is complex and has multiple factors. The Boreal is home to countless shades of green and has an austere beauty. It is a never-ending scene of black spruce trees, interspersed with bogs, inhospitably and respectively described as, "should have brought my rubber boots," and, "which way around this?" The human mind faces its own nature, and as you gaze out on the vastness of this green blanket, one would like to think you are within the consciousness of the past. USAF pilot First Lieutenant Gaylord True is out there.